You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Okay, let's change tack for the next few minutes. Last night, I hosted the Emirates FA Cup Trophy Tour in Sydney. The famous old piece of silverware has been brought down under for fans here to have a look at ahead of this weekend's fourth round ties. It was a great night, all thanks to Paramount Plus. Joe Cole joined us from London to talk about his memories of winning three cup finals. And at the venue, we had Sydney's Joe Lolley and Adam Lafondra, and FA Cup final legends Jesper Olsen, who won it with Manchester United in 1985, and Thomas Sorensen. And Thomas, of course, played for many years in England, for Aston Villa, for Sunderland and for Stoke, and is now living in Melbourne after he ended his playing days with Melbourne City. We had a chat before the event, touching upon his experience of the final in 2011 as a player with Stoke City.
Thomas, good to see you. We're here to have a look at the FA Cup trophy in Sydney, which obviously is terrific for local football fans here. Your memories of the FA Cup, not necessarily the best, is that fair to say? Because you lost the final, 2011.
Let's say this is the closest I've ever come to the FA Cup. I sadly got to stand 50 metres away and watch Man City lift it in 2011. So, looking back of it, on the day, obviously very disappointed, but it was still one of the best days in my footballing career, just for everything around it, having my family there, just the FA Cup. I grew up with the FA Cup back in the like 80s and 90s and watching the final and all the traditions, and it was an amazing day, bar the result. And I think that's where my mind is now, like, forget a result, it was a great experience.
I was going to ask you that because obviously you grew up in Denmark, but English football is huge in that part of the world. So you were across and aware of the FA Cup and all the traditions around Cup Final Day as well?
Yeah, FA Cup was the biggest game of the year. We had a Saturday game, there was one game shown, and all the scores came sort of binging in during the game. But the FA Cup was bigger than the European Cups. That was what everyone tuned into. And, some of my memories, I think the 88 Wimbledon win, the crazy gang, just that story of the underdog, just beating the big guns, and, that team with Vinnie Jones, Dennis Wise, and I think Laurie Sanchez scored the winner. Dave Besant saved a penalty. So, there was so much going on, and I think this captured my imagination I always used to watch the FA Cup, and it definitely had a special place, I think, for Danish people in general. Everyone who loved football watched it.
Has it lost a little bit of its magic in the modern era, do you think?
I think there's a lot of competition nowadays. Obviously, the Champions League is marching, and everyone wants to see football at a top level. And I think the FA Cup final is always a great occasion. I think you can still sense that. But I think the tournament, maybe as a whole, with bigger teams not maybe prioritizing it, but we still see the surprises, the small teams making it into the third round, fourth round, and go from there. So for me, it hasn't dropped out of anything, but I can see the bigger picture. There's definitely things competing with it, and they need to do a lot more, and that's why the trophy's here.
Of course, here in Australia, we're trying to do something similar with what was called the FFA Cup, now the Australia Cup. Do you think over time it will grow into something similar? I mean, we're already seeing, those giant killings, those shocks, and the fact that people like the fact that the lower tier clubs can play against the big boys.
There's always a lot of focus on, obviously, the top tier, and that's what gets all the attention, but football is a community sport and a local sport around the country, and for Sydney United and other teams to suddenly stick their head out and mix with the big guns, not just for them but also for the rest of the game to see that that there is a way forward, and you can, and there's a pathway for a lot of kids to make it into the A-League and even go further. So I think the Cup plays a massive role in that respect, and it takes time. You need tradition, you need cup finals, you need upsets, you need that myth to build. It's going to take time, but I think it's off to a good start. I had a great experience with Melbourne City, winning the FFA Cup against Sydney FC. So I felt it, and that was a great evening and a great occasion for fans and everyone connected to the club.
You still watch, obviously, a fair bit of Australian football at A-League level, probably other levels as well. Where's the competition at, in your opinion?
No, I think it's in a good place. I think there's a good product on the pitch. I think there's a lot of young players coming through, which is exciting. And I think that's where you need to move to. You need to see it as a stepping stone for young players. You know, you can never compare it to the Premier League or some of the leagues in Europe, and I think that would be wrong. But see it for what it is, and we just need more fans in the ground. I think if you had the right surroundings, if you had 5,000-10,000 at every game, I think automatically it would be a better product. Because I think on the pitch, there's a lot of excitement, there's a lot of things going on. And it tends to be plenty of goals as well. We saw Diamantis, he scored from the halfway line. So there is quality there. I think it's just the overall product needs to just, go a couple of shelves up, I think.
I'm sure you watch goalkeepers more closely than any other area of the pitch. I know you'll have seen a lot of Tom Glover. Is he perhaps the natural successor maybe to Matt Ryan long term, or is it Joe Gauci, or has somebody else caught your eye, maybe not even in the A-League?
I think, definitely here, I think those are the two. I think of late, Gauci has done really well. Tom Glover had a down year a couple of years ago. I think he's picked himself up, and I think, as young keepers, it is a bit up and down, and sometimes you need a bit of realization, that you need to work hard and continuously improve. Things are not just handed to you, and I think you can see a reaction. There's been a reaction from him, and Gauci is just a little bit younger, but again, is going through a tremendous bit of form at the moment. So I think that's candidates. There's a couple of in England as well at lower tier level that has poked their head out, one at Charlton, and I think there's a couple
Ashley Maynard Brewer,
yeah,
is that?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So, so there are others, but yeah, let's hope that Matty Ryan, he's still young and as a goalkeeper, but let's hope he stays around. But yeah, I think the succession is there at a sort of a youth level.
You only retired a few years ago. It's not that long ago. Has goalkeeping changed in the interim, do you think?
It was already changing when I was playing. I suffered a bit, from, my last time at City with the demands of being an outfield player. I grew up with being able to pick the ball up. And yeah, so there is another dimension added to it. We see the criticism of, De Gea has been criticised, Hugo Lloris, because they are not exceptional with their feet. And it's always compared to Neuer or, other top keepers. So I think it's just the demand of, and that's where goalkeeping is. It's just become a more all-round, there's so much more focus on all those things, where in my day it was just save the ball and you're good. So that's where the game has moved on. Playing styles and everything else is involving, and thank God for that. We need that game, new things coming through, and certainly it's coming through on the goalkeeping level as well.
And I'm fascinated to know that when a player retires, and you played for a few clubs, Aston Villa obviously, and Stoke City and Melbourne City here in Australia, do you maintain that sort of love of that club, or that connection with that club? Are they the clubs that you support and want to watch more than the others, or is it a case of as soon as you finish playing, that's it, you're done?
No, I love to watch football in general. So any good game, I'll watch. But yeah, you keep a tap on those clubs, because I've got an emotional connection there. I had great times at all the clubs, great memories. Sadly, times have moved on, so I don't know too many people there anymore. That's as quick as the game goes these days. But yeah, Villa, great to see them doing well now under Emery. And we just need Stoke and Sunderland back in the Premier League, then we're good.
Apologies to Sunderland fans. I forgot about Sunderland there. Final question, Thomas, before we let you go. It would be remiss of me not to ask you about what on earth happened to Denmark at the World Cup?
Nothing happened. I think that's what happened. Yeah, very disappointing. You know, I think there was big expectations, especially on the back of the Euros. The excitement in Denmark has been through the roof. But I don't know what, you know, there was so much negativity with it being in the Qatar. It became very political in Denmark from every angle. And I don't know if it tired the players out. It's obviously not an excuse, but they just looked flat. And I was, especially in the games against the Socceroos after they went behind, I just saw no reaction. And to be fair, I was sitting there saying, you know, I don't want them to go through because they don't deserve it. And there'll be some reflection, and I think it's already going on. They need to come out firing now in the qualification for the Euros. But great for the Socceroos, even though I was crying inside when that game went.
Brilliant. Thanks so much, Thomas.
It's been a pleasure.